Good morning. I'd like to call your attention to a part of the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 11. It's a familiar story of the Bible. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." In this account, timing is everything. If Lazarus had not died, there would have been no question in anybody's mind, perhaps, about the matter of resurrection. And maybe it's like that with us too. We have been told, and we read ourselves in the scripture, that there is a resurrection promised. It is taught in the scriptures. But how often do we think about that? Even in the things that we talk about in our church services, it doesn't arise that often, the topic. We think more in terms of things that are necessary right now. And of course, there was much to be concerned about there with that family of Mary and Martha and Lazarus when he died. They had things that made them very sorry, and they wished that it hadn't happened. And what a wonderful thing it was that Christ decided in this case to bring him back to life now, instead of waiting for the resurrection, which of course Lazarus himself had to experience all over again when he died the second time. And will rise again the second time. Now, an air of mystery surrounds the doctrine of a bodily resurrection. To many people, it seems more like a kind of a dream of the future than a reality. We ourselves don't think much about our resurrection. We're more concerned about the here and now. What do we need to do today? And as a result, we can easily slip into a way that, in a way, undermines the gospel of Christ. The whole doctrine of those believing in Christ and his sacrificial death for the sins of the whole world, that means that we, believing in that, will rise again from the dead. But when you listen to news and what people talk about today, especially in this particular season, all the talk seems to be about politics, about various poverty problems, pollution, world peace, social action needed. Most religious leaders today are calling about a resurrection of society, an improvement in that, forgetting about the resurrection of bodies on the last day. And it's true that Christianity, our beliefs, are a matter of here and now also. There is work to be done. Our Lord sends us out to proclaim the gospel to each other, and then as far out as we can. But Jesus reminds us, I am the resurrection and the life. And with those words, he directs our thoughts to eternity and the everlasting life, which he and he alone is able to give. So this is not something merely to dream about, to speculate about, but to remember that we have it now in our possession, the hope, the promise of everlasting life. Jesus, who once died for the sins of the world, is alive. And he is waiting for us, and he will keep his promise to resurrect us. So may we all join in the words of Martha, who said, "Yes, Lord, I believe." Let us conclude our devotion by singing all the stanzas of hymn number 213, 213.
Students, please remember your instruments.